Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Drink made instability up front with the offensive line. Does that impact his development plan or timeline?
Right now, we're just trying to win games on Sunday. So, you know, I would say no. I think that we just got to continue to do what's best for the team and get us in position to win on.
That was Alex Van Pelt talking about winning on Sunday. We're just trying to win on Sunday. We can't play the better quarterback because we're just trying to win on Sunday. Explain that to me.
So, I actually really liked this answer,
mm-hmm.
and I think they need to put the stupid plan talk away. I think the plan, like those two words, are becoming a mockable thing in Patriot Nation, or just something like a divisive idea. Like, I was joking with Brian. I was like, you should go to Gillette and try to start a F the plan chant in the middle of Gillette and see if you can get fans chanting. Because it doesn't
get escorted out.
Isn't it kind of becoming trust the process?
Yeah, it
like
is.
And it's annoying.
Mm-hmm.
It annoys me. I liked the idea of it in the beginning. Oh, we have a plan. Like, it's very technical. So stop saying it.
At least with the trust the process, they played Simmons and Embiid, right?
Right.
Like, they actually put him out on the court and played him. Embiid got hurt a lot, and I guess Simmons did too. But like, and this was a long time ago, and both of those guys, Simmons sucks now, but that was the whole point. Like, they got them on the court together, and they played.
Plus, don't you just assume, oh, you have a plan? Like, doesn't everybody have a plan?
Right.
Like, you have jobs. So I assume Ken Laird has a plan. I assume that Stiz has a plan. Like, we all have jobs, so we come in with an idea of what we want to do, how we're going to do, approach it. Like, this is a bigger job. So, yes, I assume there's a better plan, multiple people involved. Stop telling. I don't want to know how the sausage is made. Produce the sausage. That's all I want.
Save that one.
But is the plan annoying to you?
And I don't
mean,
yes.
I don't mean the actual plan. I mean the talk of the plan.
Explanation of it, and when they try and rationalize
yes.
it, yes, that's when
so
it becomes annoying. Hearing that just now was, I didn't like that version of the plan. Now you're starting to talk about the plan like it just fits whatever thing you're trying to say right then.
Just stop.
Yeah.
You're a football coach. Coach football. Try to win the game. So I thought he actually sort of swerved to get away from plan talk there,
mm-hmm.
and I think they should probably do that more often. I don't think people want to hear it. It's like somebody once told me about the NFL. They thought the NFL was too public-facing with their greed. Like, they tell people, like, Goodell at one point said, our goal is to grow revenues from $13 billion to $27
billion. Right.
Why would you tell your customer you're going to try to find a way to take $14 billion more from them? Yeah. Do it behind the scenes.
Have fun with the pay-per-view Super Bowl. Which
you know
is
what
coming,
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're going to do it behind the scenes. Why are you telling me you're going to take my money? Like, I don't need to know your business plan. I want to watch NFL football. I want to watch Drake May. I assume the head coach, the GM, and the offensive coordinator have a plan for every player, for every game, for every... Do they tell me there's a plan for... Don't worry, we have a plan for week three. There's the plan for week four. Like, no, just do it. Go do your job, as Bill Belichick would say. Just do your job.
Mayo likes to tell the game plan, right? Expect a lot of short passes today, guys. We're going to do a lot of short throwing. It's like, great, thanks.
He didn't this week, though, yet.
No, he didn't. He hasn't given away...
A couple days left.
The entire game plan yet. I wonder if Van Pelt enjoys that. Is this the first thing that they've agreed on, Mayo and Van Pelt, which is that no matter what happened here with David Andrews, it's not going to affect Drake May? Because they both said that, and they said it the same way.
Yes. Yes. Well, publicly, they've said they agree on it.
Right, which is a lot for them, because usually the two of them are saying publicly different things.
I don't know if privately they both agree on it, because... And maybe this has pushed, is it possible this has pushed Mayo? Okay, you guys
now
are
he's
right.
Over the
we
line,
probably
yeah.
shouldn't play him. Yep. This is getting a little
no, Andrews,
ridiculous
forget it, yeah.
that we can't put him out there. Maybe this has actually unified them. That's a great point you bring up. I don't know if you stumbled into it or meant to, but...
Stumbled a little bit,
maybe
yeah.
they. Maybe this has unified them, and Gerard now realizes that it's getting a little crazy out there. We have Brian... I have to turn to my screen and look his name. Brian Hudson could be our starting center. An undrafted rookie out of Louisville who no one knows and no one's heard of and whatever, maybe this has unified them.
Yeah.
It's possible.
It's possible. I also think, well, it also implies, though, that because the implication here is it doesn't change anything about the timeline. And if that's the case, then that means Mayo already said, well, then we're going to play Brissett this week anyway, right?
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't that imply previously planning this,
well,
having already agreed on this?
Or sort of, we're not going to play him till it's ready, and this makes us less ready. So it really doesn't change anything because we weren't ready with him out there.
Yeah, it's true.
I guess you could kind of spin it that way.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Anyway.
By the way, can I quickly reveal my poll results? I put up a poll. This is my new thing. An idea pops into my head.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Big pole guy.
Yes.
You just said you revealed your
poll. I appreciate
pole.
You saying that. I'm like that Olympic pole vaulter. I'm a big pole guy. I appreciate you bringing that up.
That guy's the biggest pole.
I'd be happy to known as a big pole guy. So, yes, we'll go with that. I asked a very simple question. Patriots fans, if it was your decision, would you start Drake May Sunday against the Dolphins? And we are coming up on 500 votes here. 58% yes. 42% no.
That's not a very big discrepancy.
No.
I thought it'd be much, much more in the yes department. I'm surprised by
that. I thought
that.
It would be too. I thought it would be like
58. That's nothing.
High 60s, maybe 70 to 30, somewhere in there. So, yeah, it's not. And this may be David Andrews. May have affected. This poll, had it been taken before David Andrews' injury, may have been a little bit more heavy on the play him side.
Even without David Andrews, I still want to see Drake May.
Me too.
I still want him out there. I still think he needs to go out there and play at some point. I mean, I'd be fine with it being this week, and I don't even necessarily think it has to be he's in there for the rest of the season, and we're going to stick with him hell or high water. Even if he has a bad game, he can take him out. Like, you know, like, I don't think you have to now suddenly set a course for something that you can't deviate from, right? If you put Drake May in this week. But I do want to see him this week.
Now, do you think they have an actual, because we'll talk to Curran at 3:30, and I believe he now has a number where he has said when you're six games below 500, that's when it's time to play Drake May. He put a number out there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe they have some actual record or date or week circled for Drake May?
No, I don't think so. It's sliding, but I think it's just based on injury. Like, if he gets injured, then we're going to have to stick with what we said and play the kid. Otherwise, if he's healthy, if he's alive, if he has a pulse, we're putting Brissett out there, and that's the way it's going to be for the whole year. I believe Curran, and we'll ask him again about this this week. I believed him when you made that face, like someone farted in here, and he said if it was up to them, they wouldn't play May all year. I believe that. I think that's true. I think that's exactly right. I think that's the way that they would like to do it. They'd like to do the Andy Hart redshirt plan and just keep him on the bench the entire season.
See? Great minds think alike.
Right, except you want him to play this weekend, so you're trying to have your cake
torn.
And eat it too.
100%.
Yeah.
I'm guilty as charged. Often in that area.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.